every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Rosie on the House, your outdoor living hour, Saturday morning tradition for 33 years, and we have a unique...
Can we turn off the sprinklers? Wait, hold on.
Very good. There we go. Don't need those today.
No, we don't.
We've got a unique broadcast for you this Saturday, the first Saturday of the month. We have the Farm Bureau in, and we talk about farm fresh commodities coming off of our farms and ranches in that month in real time, connecting you to the local food and harvest that is available. The second Saturday of the month, we have an arborist that joins us talking all things trees. The third Saturday of the month, we've got Master Gardener talking notes from the nursery, landscape and gardening. The fourth Saturday of the month, we have the Urban Farm who joins us. Well, every now and then, about four times a year, we have a magic fifth Saturday, which is today. And we've got a variety of different things we do with this magic fifth hour, and it's always still tied to the outdoor living, landscape, gardening. And we've got a really great lineup today, and light, and you know, we finally got lots of great rain.
Oh, man. I've heard in more than one report, wettest July on record. Yippity yahoo Peruti.
What, on record?
Baby, on record.
I hadn't heard that one. Heard this was wetter than the past two seasons combined.
Wow, that's a good statistic. No, they've got areas of Cochise and Santa Cruz County that are reporting over 9 inches.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Baby, we'll take it.
Well, you said Cochise and where?
La Cruz. Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. So Cochise would, you know, that helps our watershed coming down the Verde. Eventually, but Santa Cruz, that's farther south.
Cochise.
I'm yeah. Not Coconino's north.
All right.
Cochise is south, yes.
No, that's all.
But that helps the Sulphur Springs Valley.
Sonoyta, Sulphur Springs, Wilcox, Nogales,
Nine
Rio
inches.
Rico, Green Valley. I mean, you know, we're in an article regularly in the Green Valley News, the cover story of Green Valley News.
I was looking for that. I had that set aside to bring in today.
Here, poor guy in Minneapolis gets a phone call from his neighbor and says, you've got a problem. So he takes 2 days to drive from Minneapolis home and finds 6 inches of mud through his whole house.
Ooh.
Oh, right there in beautiful Green Valley. So a subdivision that's been around for 35 years.
Never had a problem.
Kaboom. But boy, sitting in Minneapolis and getting that phone call is kind of stomach churning. you've got a problem. Oh, man.
Oh, when the water comes, it'll do what it wants to do, and you can't stop it. But so what we've put together today is a series of guests that we're going to have on for the phone. We didn't bring any of them in because we're just going to keep them per segment because we're going to cover a lot of information. But it's what to do in your landscape and yard in light of all of this rain. So the first place we're going to start is with the little things. All those little green sprouts that are coming up.
That you thought you don't want.
You forgot about weeding because you haven't had to do it because we haven't had any rain. And all those seeds have been sitting out there just waiting for a little moisture. And I will tell you this weekend, I told Amanda last weekend, you know, if we don't have rain, if it's not raining next weekend, you know, I've got to carve aside 2 hours to make sure we get all of our property coated. Otherwise, we're going to be out here for 2 weeks hoeing and burning weeds again.
At least.
So we've got Scottsdale Weed Ray Lopez, a Rosie on the House certified partner, joining us on the line to talk about getting a jump start on all the sprouts because you get a hold of them earlier, that it's a lot less work to do, and you can help eliminate any potential seeds that those weeds might germinate if left alone. Mr. Lopez, welcome to the broadcast this Saturday morning.
How you doing, Romy?
Very good. And we can tell you're out in the field, so I appreciate you taking a time out of your busy weekend, servicing your customers to help educate the rest of Arizona.
Not a problem for you guys. Not a problem. How can I help you?
Well, Let's talk weeds. I'm assuming we're probably too late for any kind of pre-emergent right now, so we're looking at weed killing.
No, we're doing a lot of pre-emergent right now, quite a bit. And we're just going to keep on going. And if the smaller properties that are just residential properties, I'm driving, so I'm on a speaker, so it's fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So the smaller properties, we can put on a material, the pre-emergent, you just water it in with a hose. Very simple. You wait a couple days. That way, if there's weeds sprouting, which there are a lot right now, Palo Verdes, mesquites, etc., they're just coming up left and right, Romy. And let me pull over here just so I can.
Yes.
I don't want
yes.
To
yes. Please.
Okay.
Please do that.
Yeah. I'm pulled over on the side of the freeway. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I was actually at a place just picking up some material. And so you just water it in, real simple, if it doesn't rain. But I think we're going to get a plethora of rain. It's just going to keep coming, I think, you know, with all the moisture. What do you guys think? You think it's going to keep raining here in a couple weeks? Or
you know, even when it says 100% probability of rain in Arizona, I don't believe it till it falls. I don't try and do any kind of weather prediction. I just take what we can get and roll with it.
Well, no, we are not too late for pre-emergent. We can do pre-emergent any time of the year. On my bigger commercial properties, we do try to time it around some kind of moisture. Good luck. But, you know, usually the fall, like with the botanical garden, things like that, we do it around September, October areas. That covers all the winter annuals, biennials, perennials, and then it'll give us even into the springtime. And then we do our summer pre-emergent, and that'll cover the rest of the year. So I'm just trying to think the best thing for the customers. So twice a year, you're going to have a weed-free property. Nothing's coming up. Anything comes up, you call us, we're back out there within a week. We do use the clear material. There's no odor, very safe for the pets, no problem there. And you can re-enter the areas right after about 30 minutes with the material we use. No orange, yellow, messy stuff on the ground. It's pretty clean. We do a lot of Paradise Valley, Scottsdale Home. So we have a higher standard of the material we have to use. A little more expensive, but it works really, really well, Romy and Rosie. Well, Rosie knows that. We do his house, though.
So. Oh, man. My TIFF lawn is a testimony to what Ray can do for your backyard. I mean,
can I kill it yet? Or?
Oh, Ray, that my TIFF lawn, I would hold my TIFF lawn up to any golf course in Arizona. I just go in the backyard and just sit in it. It just, and the dogs just think they're in heaven. They roll and roll and scratch their back, and it's absolutely spurge free after we've been battling that for how many years. I don't know. You asked what you could do to the home, what information you could share with the homeowners that would help them the most today. Why don't you just share with us your formula, what you put on my lawn?
Well, it's a turf management program, but I can't tell you what I use because then the other guys will start doing it. And it's taken many years to develop that just right to control the insects, the fungus, the pearl scale grub, pre and post emergent fertilizer. There is a specific fertilizer and the vitamin that you put in there.
Wow.
That really help green and get a lush lawn. The problem is most people aren't like you, Rosie. They want one treatment. They want it fixed immediately. It's just not going to happen. And most companies don't even do turf management anymore. It's an art, and I love doing it because I see the results from it, Rosie.
Oh, man.
And it's almost like a reward. I get nobody pats you on the back when you do pre-emergent weed control on their granite. They don't have any weeds. They just call you if they have weeds. if you're doing the turf and you're bringing something back to life, I just did one from Rosie on the house the other day from one of your customers called. I told him, I said, it's a nasty, nasty problem. It's spurge, henbit, it's got water, it's got so many different weed species in it. A landscaper was not managing it properly. So he got us from your website. So I went and looked at it, and I told him, I said, we're going to have to break some eggs to make an omelet. I go, it's not going to be pretty. We're going to get in here and do some damage, and it's going to come back. Just, you got to trust me. And he goes, Ray, every Rosie person that I've hired is 5-star above and beyond. So now I'm held to a higher standard. So I'm like, hey, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for that. We've got about a minute and a half left here, and I guess the first question I have is, a properly pre-emerged yard, you were talking about twice a year, does that pretty much guarantee I don't have any weeds, or will I still have to do some kind of post? No weeds.
So because we do post and pre with it. There is one thing, you only have a minute and a half, so you always ask me for a pet peeve. Everything in my being just gets so upset when I go to a house and I see the landscapers put gravel down, they spray the Bermuda grass one time, they cut it out, scalp it, put the rock on top. Then it's my job 3 months later, when it comes up through the gravel and the weed berry they put down, to come and try and kill it. It's nut sedge and Bermuda usually, and it's so hard to do it that way, and it looks ugly. Tell all your customers, please, if you're going to consider doing gravel or artificial grass, anything to remove the Bermuda, call me first. We'll go out and give them a plan to remove it permanently.
And we will have you back on to talk about that permanent way to remove Bermuda. Ray's talking about converting a lawn to a xeriscape.